You know what that means, folks. It is just after 4 o'clock right here in Carbondale, Colorado. And you are tuned into Everything Under the Sun, the Sopra Sun's weekly radio program on KDNK Community Access Radio. I want to start off by wishing KDNK congratulations for meeting their membership drive goal for this spring membership drive. 88,100 for 88.1 FM radio. I'm your host today for Everything Under the Sun, James Steindler. If you haven't already, you can pick up a paper. It's 24 pages this week, chock full of news and community perspective. You can find a copy at the nearest yellow newspaper bin nearest you. And I also want to give a shout out to my co-host, who's actually not here today, young Yesenia Benavides Burgos, who is a senior at Roaring Fork High School. And she was awarded the Sopra Sun's second scholarship, which we've awarded twice now. The first one went to our intern, Gus Richardson, and Yesenia just received the most recent one. And it's going to help her on her mission to attend CU Boulder in the fall. So congratulations, Yesenia, if you're listening, and we're so grateful for you and missing you here today on the radio. For today's episode of Everything Under the Sun, we'll be highlighting the page 4 story, Mountain Valley Residents Ask for Help. And we have two residents from Mountain Valley here in the studio with us today. We have Mr. Eber Silva. How are you, Eber?
Pretty good. And yourself?
I am well. Let me make sure I got your sound on.
Is the microphone on?
Try that again.
Hello?
Yeah, I think we got you.
You
are so welcome. Thank you. I had a little bit of a technical difficulty there. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us, Eber. And then we also have with us Maria Quezada. How are you, Maria?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
You are so welcome. I'm so glad to have you both in the studio. And it's both of your first time in the KDNK studio.
Yes. I would like to say that I am very nervous.
I've never done
anything like this. I have no background in doing this, so I'm nervous.
Well, you are you're clearly an organizer. I've already learned that about you.
Thank you.
And you're already seem like a natural on the radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so thank you both so much for being here today and kind of giving us an insight as into the Mountain Valley community. As reported on page 4 of this week's Sopra Sun, following up on an Aspen Daily News story on March 25th that stated that both the Mountain Valley Mobile Home Park, which is located behind Honey Butter in Carbondale, it is part of unincorporated Garfield County technically, so not within Carbondale city limits, as well as the Aspen Basalt Mobile Home Park, which is located just outside of Willits, heading up towards Aspen and up towards Basalt. And that park is also the residents at both these parks, according to the Aspen Daily News article, were given notice that the parks would be put up for sale and that they would that those people who lived there would potentially have to find new housing. And the really big driver of this story is that most of the people who live in these parks have lived there for a very long time. Here, and Ever, I'm going to get you on a different mic just because I am still having trouble hearing you. Bear with us one moment, folks. Give that another go, Ever.
How's that?
That's much better.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, let's not use mic 3 while we're at it. Eber, go ahead. You were about to say something.
Yeah, no, we've had residents there that have been over... For over 30 years, they've been there.
Yeah, over 30 years. And mm-hmm. also all different ages.
Right.
I wrote it into our... into the intro of the... sorry, into the intro of the story, just like pulling into Mountain Valley is almost like pulling into the 1950s, just because it's like, mm-hmm. it's calm, it's mellow, there's kids riding bikes on the yeah. street, there's kids playing basketball, mm-hmm. they move to the side when you're driving by, and so it's just this really like lovely and safe neighborhood. A lot of what can you speak to that? I know that both of you had mentioned, and a couple of the other people I mentioned or that I interviewed the other night had mentioned that it was really safe over there. It felt very safe.
You know, it is very safe. And as I was driving out of the park to come here, the kids were arriving from school. So, you know, it was at least 30 kids with their backpacks running around. Happy, you know, that they're going home from school. So that is really neat to see that even little kids, you know, as far as 8-year-olds, 7-year-olds, by themselves, you know, and they're just running home because that is their home.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. And most of those kids have been born and raised there, born in Glenwood Springs or Aspen or nearby, and have lived there their entire lives.
Yes. Yes, they have. So, you know, and it's because that's the affordable housing that is, you know, that's what we can afford. And that's why we're there.
And we had talked about that just before we came into the studio today, exactly, is the affordability of living there. And now a lot of people, you are paying lot fees.
Correct.
And then a lot of people on top of that, do they also pay a mortgage for the trailer?
You know, they do, okay. Especially the newcomers. Their newcomers are coming in paying $1,500 for the space plus their mortgage.
Right. So there's the mortgage and then those... So while it's affordable comparatively to the rest of Carbondale or a lot of the Roaring Fork Valley, mm-hmm. so just to like kind of make that point, if people were to be displaced from these neighborhoods or have to find other housing, likely that wouldn't be in anywhere near where these mobile home parks are.
Exactly. It'd be very, very hard for all of us to relocate because of that, being that the rents are so high.
Right.
So it'd be really hard for them to relocate.
Okay.
That's 64 homes we're talking about here in Mountain Valley, 75 homes in Aspen Basalt. So that's a total of 140-ish homes yeah. that are at the risk of, you know, we're being demolished there yeah. or replaced or, you know, we don't know. We're very, a lot of uncertainty there.
Well, and I really liked how you put it, Eber, and to close out the article, that people say it's 64 homes here at Mountain Valley. So, yeah, 140 homes yeah. between the two parks. And but really...
It's 64 families that we're talking about, 64 or 100 and some families from... You know, you have all age groups from senior citizens to the hardworking class. It's a lot that we, you know, a lot of families that we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot at stake. Mm-hmm. And Investment Property Group, which is the owner of both of these parks, as well as the Apple Tree Trailer Park down towards Newcastle, has the opportunity to entertain either offers from the residents, and there is a goal to raise funds because mm-hmm. y'all are trying to save your homes, and so the families could stay there, these 64 families.
Yep.
But at the same time, technically, investment property groups, according to Colorado law, and this is also in the ADN story, mm-hmm. can entertain other offers in the meantime. So there's that sense of urgency, it sounds like, at least once the park is listed, yeah. To raise these funds.
That's right. I want to give a huge thanks to them because they're actually, you know, that 120 days is what's prompting this for all these communities to get together. But
mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of organizing within the Mountain Valley mobile home park community. Mm-hmm. This article that we had printed in the Sun this week mainly focused on that community right here in Carbondale. We, of course, do not negate that the same thing is happening at the Aspen Basalt Park as well.
Exactly.
But it sounds like both parks, Maria, are organizing separately for kind of practical purposes.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We do talk to each other. They came to our first meeting that we held, and they got some great ideas, and they just took off from there. And us as well. I would like to add, though, that, you know, going back to the families, these families are very, all of them, hard-working people. You know, we, like, I'd say about 80, 90% of the tenants there at Mountain Valley Mobile Home Park, they work Aspen or Snowmass. You know, we do everything from construction to yards to cooks to, you know, and we serve the community, and we work hard for our jobs, and we are very proud of what we have. You know, these mobile homes that we own, it's our lifetime work. You know, we are very proud. We are very proud of what we have accomplished. But we would like to stay in our homes because mm-hmm. that's what we can afford. And we would just, you know, I'm thankful to the sellers that we're going to get the first opportunity to make an offer. Mm-hmm. And that's where our funding is coming in. We would like to stay. And we're working with foundations to try to accomplish that. But we're doing a lot of fundraising on our own.
Yeah, and like Colin Laird, Carbondale Trustee, had mentioned that Thistle Rock is potentially going to work with the park.
Yes.
And that Thistle Rock is a organization, a national organization, that helps people purchase their communities where generally, a lot of times it will be mobile home parks or manufactured home parks, and they'll help the residents purchase the community so it's a resident-owned community.
That's right.
And there has been a case study of that here in the Valley. It wasn't necessarily in collaboration with Thistle Rock. It was with a arm of Manaus Project that helped, and this is also mentioned in the article, the Roaring Fork Community Development Corporation, which was formed and helped purchase the 3 Mile Mobile Home Park, and with the intent to sell it back to the owners. So it's also would be a community resident-owned park. So it's not unprecedented.
You know, it's not. There's also, I found information, there's also a park in Steamboat, and I think they're called the Milner Mobile Home Park. They actually did a lot of fundraising on their own, and they got very lucky. They got a donor, an anonymous donor, that donated $8 million to a foundation so that they could keep their homes. You know, we're talking 40 mobile homes over there, and they're very happy, but they got very lucky.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And Colin, I think Laird, the trustee, he also mentioned that Thistle Rock's worked with like 11 to 13 different communities to do the same thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
It is.
And y'all had mentioned, just going back to, and actually for our listeners, sorry, we're about halfway through our show already. It goes by quick, you guys. I know, it's wild. For our listeners, you are tuned into Everything Under the Sun, the Soper Suns League weekly radio program right here on KDNK. Today we're highlighting the page four story in the Soper Sun, Mountain Valley Residents Ask for Help. I'm here with two of Mountain Valley residents, Eber Silva, as well as Maria Quezada, and we're just talking about their situation and about that community, importantly, which has been a part of the Carbondale community for a long time. And I'd actually like to just add one anecdote. I was speaking with Megan Weber. She works with Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and she let me know that her uncle, who is actually Andy Zanka, the organization's namesake, and Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, for folks who don't know, is a youth radio organization housed right here at KDNK. But Andy Zanka, he grew up, he was born in the Valley and raised and grew up in Mountain Valley as well.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so I thought that was really amazing.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of great people who have come out of that park. Mm-hmm. And as you said, like, those people who are working or who live in those parks are essential workers.
That's right.
The night when I was there for an interview with Maria, I wasn't expecting, but again, like, after a day of work, there was, you know, 40 or so residents who were all out at, gathered at the playground, and had to wait till after work because everyone's hardworking. But then talking about this organizing for fundraising in order to try and keep the park. So the level of work ethic is just really commendable.
You know, it's like, I'm sorry, everyone, but you know. It's like we're a family. Mm-hmm. I think we're a family there, and we're close. We're very close. We're close, but yet we don't get into each other's business. So it's a tight family, tight neighborhood that we contribute. You know, we contribute to the town, to our town of Carbondale. We love it there. Mm-hmm. We love it there. We just can't see ourselves anywhere else. I mean, we have over 65 kids there. Mm-hmm. You know, that are already asking questions. What's going to happen here? They're already going to their parents. What are we going to do if we have to? What's going to happen to our house? And these are 10, 12-year-old kids that are asking these questions. So they're feeling, you know, they're feeling the what their parents feel, which is, you know, anxiety, worry. We just very worried as to what's going to happen to our families if we can't come up with the money, even to, you know, for a down payment. But
right.
So we're here to reach out for help. We need all the help we can get.
Yeah. And those 65 kids, I think that it's so impactful because, I mean, and it's also interesting because the Growing Fork School District does have the lower enrollment kind of issue right now. And then, but pulling 65 kids out of that particular neighborhood, Mountain Valley, and then say going down to RE2 School District or somewhere that's more affordable, that's going to take away from the school communities.
Exactly. And the work.
And I apologize. Whose granddaughter was it again?
It was Idalia.
Idalia
Montes. And yes, her granddaughter.
It really resonated with me how she said that, yes, her granddaughter is moving up to Roaring Fork High School next year. And yeah, is really concerned about whether or not she'll be moving up with her friends, with her community that she's known since
she was very little. You know, she actually came up to me and she says, "What can we help?
What can we do?
You know, what can we do? Can we sell lemonade?
Yeah,
you know, these 10-year-old kids. They want to sell, you know, lemonade stands to you know, bring some funding in, and that's great. They're very concerned too.
Everyone is alert, wants to be part of the solution. And I think Colin Laird also made that point during the trustee, is that this is a motivated, organized community.
Yes, we are motivated.
Oh, 100%.
That's
I think, you know, when hardships like these come up, or this situation in particular, it's the most we've been together. And you meet people from every other row, and you notice that we're all hardworking individuals. We're the backbone of the Roaring Fork Valley. You know, we're housing electricians, plumbers, HVAC techs, mm-hmm. and this is the middle class of Roaring Fork. Mm-hmm. You know, and in this situation in particular, it's very daunting, and you're just thinking, like, what is going to happen? And so it's good that we've all come together, because we really do want to be part of this community and stay and keep Mountain Valley there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's beautiful. And it's also produced a lot, and like these young people are still up and coming. Who knows what they're going to do one day.
Exactly.
And for instance, that Maria, your daughter, who graduated from Roaring Fork High School.
Yes. Yes. You know, she went to school here. So did my son. They were both born here. One in Aspen, the other one in Glenwood. And, you know, very outgoing. My daughter went to law school in DU, mm-hmm. And right now she's an immigration lawyer. She yeah. loves to help people. And believe me, she's on me and advising me here. So that's great, too. She's involved.
Yeah, that's good to have a lawyer, yes. lawyer as a daughter. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that comes so, in handy. You know, a lot of kids from there, from Mountain Valley Mobile Home Park, they have, you know, they have gone to the universities. You know, we are people that want to get ahead. Mm-hmm. And we want to stay there. We want yeah. our grandchildren and, you know, many generations. We just want to stay. We want right. the opportunity to stay.
Yeah. And then, Eber, your sister is Yesenia Silva
yep.
Estrada, who's a right-hand person at Colorado Mountain College.
Correct.
Is yeah, the yeah. vice president of planning there and the chief of staff. And so yes. wildly successful.
And she's on board, too.
Yes.
You know, she's happy to help us, too, in whatever she can, mm-hmm. although she's very busy. But you know.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But it just has a lot that she grew up in that community and that a lot of change makers grew up there.
Yes.
Yeah. And so let's you all have made some fundraising goals and
yes.
There is of course a GoFundMe page but you've also talked about other strategies when I was there the other evening and that was really cool kind of like yeah can you speak to some of those that you're
yes
considering?
We are having a yard sale.
Okay.
We are going to have a yard sale, and I'm going to take the opportunity right now to, you know, to invite the community to come and support us. And if you have anything to donate, you know, that is in good shape, please, by all means, donate. I just got word just now, 5 minutes ago, that I was looking for a place to hold it in, but we couldn't find one. So just now, the Carbondale Middle School has authorized for us to have it there in their parking lot.
Oh, that's
on Saturday
great.
Of next weekend, or the following week. Not this weekend, but the following weekend. So we will be holding a yard sale there.
That is great. And so cool that like the community is also is coming to help.
Yes.
I know that, you know, like I said, the trustees, they've brought this up. They're aware of it. And Carbondale Middle School, you said.
Yes, parking lot.
Who have students who are also Mountain Valley residents.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's really great. That's, you yeah. know, I'm thankful because we had, you know, we were having a hard time finding a place, but it's a good thing that.
To host it.
We're going to host it there. So anybody that wants to donate, please.
Okay.
Help us out.
Great. And then there is, you also considered things like car washes.
Oh, yeah. We're in our plans. There's a car wash. There's raffles. There is a dance. There is, you know, food. We're going to try mm-hmm. to sell food, too.
Great.
Yeah. So anything that'll come to mind, we're going to put it to work.
Something
we're going to make it happen.
That's fantastic. And, yeah, I could see you're determined. You're organizing. And Eberhard also mentioned that even everyone at the park is also going to contribute to the fund just to get things started, the GoFundMe account.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, right now we have a GoFundMe account where, you know, anybody can donate and help us, you know. All these funds go towards closing costs, legal, and just go towards saving our community.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And Eber, you've lived in that community for 18 years.
Yeah, I was born and raised here in that community in particular, around 18 years.
Okay.
And, you know, my whole family's been there, Yesenia,
mm-hmm.
Generations.
Okay.
But yeah, it's incredible to be able to be here in Carbondale and just the idea of that, like, man, am I have to move out? I really hope not, you know.
Yeah. So we only have a few minutes left, you guys. It goes by so quickly.
It went by real fast.
It goes by real fast.
Real fast.
But I really appreciate you both being here today. Can you tell me anything that you'd like to add before I let you go today?
I want to give a huge thanks to the community, not outside from us, you know, with Carbondale, Glenwood Basalt, you know, because we've had a lot of support from everybody around us. And, you know, this is a really... really important topic to spread around, share with your friends, talk with everybody about it, because the more we talk about it, the more we can spread this awareness, and it's very important for us and everybody around us.
Okay, great. Thank you, Eber. Maria, would you like to add anything?
Yes, I would just like to say that, you know, this is one of the communities that it's affordable housing there, and we would like to keep it, and I just can't emphasize that, you know. And I would just like to say help us and help the Aspen Basalt Mobile Home Park also. They are, you know, they are hurting too. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to mention that we... I'm asking for both places. So,
well, thank you both again so much for joining me on Everything Under the Sun. For our listeners, if you would like to so choose to, you can visit the GoFundMe page at tinyurl.com/mountainvalleygfm. For GoFundMe. Again, that's tinyurl.com/mountainvalleygfm. And you can find out a little bit more information about this community's efforts to keep their park after many have lived there for 30 or more years. Children have been born and raised there. And some of our community leaders have been we're also raised there. And so without further ado, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank
for
you.
Joining
thank
us
you for the
today on Everything Under the Sun. And everyone out there, you have a lovely rest of your Thursday. Thanks for staying tuned.